And when something comes into that region, just like the bug going into the bug zapper, this thing discharges, and if it's a big one, it can discharge the whole solar capacitor, and there's a lot of energy stored there. So that energy flows into the sun, and it kicks it off. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the sun go crazy. It's the barking dog.
Now, is it possible when we take a comet or something like Planet X that it could actually throw the moon out of orbit or something like that? I mean, is that a possibility we're looking at?
Yeah, look at the moon's orbit. It's, 6 degrees off kilter right now. If you take the scenario that the solar system formed all in this one plane, why is our moon 6 degrees off of the plane? Like the other night, it was very low in the sky here.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's very high in the sky, and that's due to the tilt of the Earth and then the tilt of the moon. Neither the tilt of the Earth at 23.5 degrees or the angle of the moon with the plane of the planets being 6 degrees off, neither of those factors make sense in a solar system that formed a long time ago all in one plane. So what does that tell you? Something big had to come by and move us out of that situation, right? So even by NASA's scenario of how the solar system works, which I don't believe, but even by their scenario, something had to come by big that moved us, right? That clearly the Earth has had pole shift, and this, now we're talking about physical pole shifts, not magnetic pole shifts. There's, my book goes in and has a very long section, as you know, explaining this.
Right.
But it is very clear that Earth has had some pole shifts where the rotational axis of the Earth has changed. And now let's get one thing straight. It hasn't flipped 180 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It has moved maybe 20 degrees. And the only way this can happen is from something from outside coming and basically setting up a tidal wave in the mantle of the Earth. The mantle and the crust of the Earth float on a very viscous layer. So they're really not attached real well to the deeper core part of the Earth. And so what happens is a large object comes by, sets up a tidal wave in the mantle of the Earth, and this would come roaring through the Earth. Can you imagine about a 200-foot wave coming through the mantle of the Earth at around 1,000 miles an hour?